Welcome to Mason's Media Musings for Week 12. I'm Andrew Mason. Thank you for joining me. Of course, last week, Week 11, I know that's one that the Broncos want to forget. I think it's one that a lot of you want to forget. 592,000 of you, to be exact, if we're going by the local television audience in Denver. That was the seventh highest audience for a local market in Week 11 for any game. Not too bad, considering Denver's only a medium-sized market. It was another strong rating, of course, for a game that wasn't that strong. Denver's ratings have been high all year, so expect that to continue as the Broncos stay in contention through the rest of the season. Obviously, the high point of Week 12 is going to be Sunday's game with Miami, and once again, Jim Nantz and Phil Simms are at the call. They're back, the number one crew, back with the number one game on CBS. It's at 2:25 Mountain Time, and we've telecast to most of the country via CBS. But an equal must-watch if you're into Broncos and NFL history is Friday night's edition of A Football Life on NFL Network at 7 p.m. Mountain Time with re-airs throughout the weekend. It focuses on Lyle Alzado. Now, he's not the first former Bronco to be on A Football Life. There have been shows on Brandon Marshall, Tim Tebow, Terrell Davis, among others. But this one might be the most interesting given Alzado's colorful past. You know, if you're a child of the 1990s, you remember Alzado probably for his brain cancer battle that claimed his life in 1992. If you're a child of the 80s, like me, you know Lyle Alzado for his time with the Raiders and his occasional dalliances into acting. But those of you who've been around for the Broncos for a lot longer than that remember him as the emotional and spiritual leader of the Orange Crush back in the 70s. A very colorful player, like I mentioned. You know, this is a guy that once fought Muhammad Ali at Mile High Stadium back in July of 1979. And that's one of the stories that will be featured on The Football Life with Lyle Alzado this Friday at 7 p.m. on NFL Network. Thursday morning, if you're a season ticket holder, you can jump onto a conference call with future Hall of Famer Champ Bailey at 11 a.m. You can ask Bailey a question about his career, his legacy, just about anything. That's Thursday at 11 a.m. While you're watching Thursday Night Football, turn up the radio to KOA AM 850 or crank up your second screen to DenverBroncos.com for Bud Light Broncos Primetime live from Buffalo Wild Wings at Park Meadows. Join me, Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, ESPN.com's Jeff Legwold, and our special guest, safety Quentin Carter. That's from 7 to 10 p.m. Thursday on 850 KOA and DenverBroncos.com. Friday, you can join us on DenverBroncos.com to get ready for the Dolphins game with two preview segments. First with myself, Chris Hall, and Phil Milani, and later with the radio voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then click over to Fox 31 at 9:30 p.m. for this week's Fox on Fox, where the head coach previews the Dolphins game and talks about the mood at Dove Valley after the recent 1-2 stretch. And if you miss it, you can catch all the segments from the show right here on DenverBroncos.com. Saturday night at 9:30 on Channel 20, it's Broncos Sideline Stories with Jim Saccomano. This week, Sacco is joined by Ring of Famer Gene Mingo, who was inducted into the ring this year and has plenty of stories about the way things were back in the 1960s. If you missed the show, you can catch it on Sunday morning at 9:30 on 9 News. Sunday morning at 9, get your day started with Broncos Game Day Live on 9 News. Host Rod Mackey will be joined by Champ Bailey and the voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan. Then at 12:50 Mountain Time, we know you'll be watching the NFL, but while you're watching games, grab your laptop or device and join us right here on DenverBroncos.com for Broncos TV Live presented by Microsoft. I'll be joined by Chris Hall and Phil Milani and KOA's Andy Lindahl live from behind the South End Zone at Sports Authority Field. So as is always the case, there's plenty to get you ready for another big, crucial Broncos game coming up on Sunday. Until next week, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.